Are you experiencing stress, anxiety, or unhappiness? Do you feel weighed down by the past? Stay tuned for a special message from Roland Trujillo, host of the Shedding Shackles radio program. For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret to becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hello everyone, welcome. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. I've been around now over 26 years. And today I want to make a program that will be a little different, I hope. I hope and pray it'll be a little bit different. I want to make a simple program that maybe you can understand. See, the problem is people don't understand. They don't understand because they don't know where I'm coming from. Well, yes, some people do, and they appreciate where I'm coming from. And other people react and rush away. But some people listen, and they can tell by the sound of my voice that I'm a decent fellow, but they don't know where I'm coming from. But if you were coming from the same place that I'm coming from, then you would understand me perfectly, because I would be saying things that you already know. Or I would awaken you to realize something that you already knew. You see? So it's important for you to be on the same page. On the same page. Same wavelength. Okay? Tuned in. Now the problem is that most people are lost in their... See, here's a way of thinking about it. You know, if you have a radio station and there's like two channels, okay? Two channels, so you're either tuned into one or you're tuned into the other. Well, that's kind of the way it is in life. There's like two channels. And you're either tuned into one or tuned into the other. Now, for most of our lives, we wander around and we're tuned to the wrong channel. We're tuned to the world, to the spirit of the world. See, that's what happened to your parents. You might wonder. You might remember when you were a little boy or a little girl, your dad, and you liked your dad. He was kind of a decent guy, kind of calm. And he knew how to do things. He had understanding. He had a nice touch. Okay, if he wasn't angry, if he wasn't a drunken alcoholic or a drug addict or gone, but if he was around, then there was something about him that was decent. Your mom, okay, your mom was vibrant and happy often, but then other times she wasn't. But you remember them as being nice, kind of okay, but then something went wrong. Something went wrong. And then they were fighting and arguing, and things seemed to go from bad to worse. And then there were troubles and issues and problems and maybe a divorce. And see, and you wonder why that happened. Well, it's the legacy of the human race. See, we're a fallen race. And the proof that we're a fallen race, you can see all around you. Don't believe all this ridiculous stuff about, you know, that we're risen apes, that we're just... that we rose up somehow from the slime through some random process. See, that's just another lie. It's just another lie, something else to confuse, something else to misdirect and mislead, and something else to make you doubt. Doubt what you know in your heart. So as I began to say, you might have wondered what happened to your parents. Well, see, they listened to the... Remember I said there were two radio stations? Well, there is the spirit of the world. And it eggs you on to be more, do more, study more, more achievement, more great, higher grades, win for the coach, win for the team. It eggs you on to challenges and to rise and to achieve and to win and to overcome. See? But there's another station. And it encourages you to become yourself, what you were really meant to be. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting. Remember I said that there are two radio stations, and the vast majority of people are tuned to the wrong station. And the other station is always there. But you don't even know that it's there. Or if you know that it's there, you just once in a while catch little vague sounds, but you keep going back to the same old station. Because see, once you start on the route of ambition, now you may not have wanted to be ambitious. You know, where you strive to crawl and step over everyone else, and you may not have. In fact, you probably didn't. But what happened was, when you were a little kid, first of all, your parents, they had already been destroyed. They had listened to the wrong station, the station of the world, too long. And they had kind of thrown in the towel as far as becoming who they were meant to be. See? And so they just kind of went along to get along. And then they abandoned you. Then they turned you over to the world, to the spirit of the world. Then they turned you over to the spirit of the world, to the daycare, and the school, colleges, and organized religious groups, and to the pharmacological and medical, you know, bureaucracies. And they turned you over. They said, go that way, become something, be something. See, do whatever they tell you. And they had thrown in the towel. Your dad never became the prince that he could have been, and your mom never became the princess that she could have been. Instead, they were either beaten down by the world, or else they had bought into it hook, line, and sinker. And there they were struggling and striving and striving and struggling for more, more, more. See, more something. More degrees, more education, more knowledge, more houses, more cars, more money, more drugs, more whatever they were going, whatever more was, that's what they were going for. More clothes. See, more, more, more. So your parents kind of lost it one way or the other. So you look to your peers. And they were nice, okay? And they understood. But the problem is, they couldn't help you because they themselves were floundering. They themselves came from homes with rotten parents, parents without understanding, parents without love, parents without patience, parents who themselves had come, see, had already been ruined. And so they too were floundering. And so one way or the other, whether you go the achievement route and study and try to prove yourself and be ambitious, whether you rebel against that and drop out. But then you need some kind of comfort. You need some kind of identity. And so then you turn to the peer group or to the gangs, looking to them for approval and support and reassurance. And then behind the peer group and behind the gangs and behind the entertainment and behind the music, remember the spirit of the world? See, it comes through from both. It's coming through the ones that egg you on, study more, more grades, higher achievement, win for the school, win, win, study, succeed, win. And when you rebel against that, then, you know, there's the entertainers and the drug dealers and the gang leaders and the comforters. See, and they comfort you with alcohol and cigarettes and marijuana and drugs and music, see, and entertainment. And so you go that, and so you fall into that trap. So either way, it's the same spirit of the world. See, it's like the good guy, bad guy routine. The one tempts you until you rebel, and then the other one is then the same entity, the same authority that's behind the ones that tempted you to rebel is right there to reach out to you and to support you. See? So you walk around and everybody's listening to the same station, to that same station, the spirit of the world, the spirit of ambition, the spirit of paradise lost. It was in the garden. It spoke to Eve and through Eve to Adam. See? And then what had been in the garden got inside of them, and then in them it tormented them. See? And every new generation that comes along falls for that same spirit. And that spirit lurks in every organization, every cause, everything that seems like it's so good. What do they say? If something seems too good to be true, it probably is too good to be true. And that same spirit gets its hands on religion. A religion is something between a soul and its maker, a very sacred and personal thing between a soul and its maker. And instead, the religious bureaucracies get their hands on it and ruin it. But don't let it happen to you. Don't let happen to you what happened to your parents and to other people. If you can hear me, if you can hear where I'm coming from, see, I'm coming from the other state, from the place where the other station is coming from. Refind yourself. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. I've been around over 26 years. And I don't seem to get my commercials right. You know, I have those commercials and they're very important. They're very good. Because I have the meditation and I have my books, especially the books about relationships are very helpful, but I forget to lead into them. I start talking and I start telling you something very important from the heart. And then I forget to tie it in somehow with the commercial. So you're just going to have to do it yourself. You're just going to have to go to the archives, go to sheddingshackles.com or talktoapastor.org. One of them's .com, the other one's .org, so it's sheddingshackles.com. Just shedding shackles. No dashes or anything, just shedding shackles, all one word, .com. Or you can go to talktoapastor.org. See how easy that is to remember? But see, for some of you, doesn't it seem like I'm a kindred spirit? Don't I describe what's happened to everyone? And so when you see your parents fall and fail, and other people fall and fail, and you see yourself falling and failing and confused. See, a lot of people today say, I'm confused. Well, you know, because everything is confusing. Good guy, bad guy routines, things that seem real and they turn out not to be, Everywhere there's some subtle betrayal or overt betrayal, some use, some abuse, some phoniness, something not real. See, what should be good, like, haven't you sometimes heard something from the Bible or a beautiful verse from a poem, perhaps, or a little aphorism or a wise saying? Somehow it's like it's calling you back. It's like it's talking about a dimension of truth and good and honor and sweetness and courage and, see, the things that you loved when you were a little child. And you watched some of the old television programs, maybe, or you saw, or you read books about knights in shining armor and about princes and princesses and about noble men. Remember the old shows on television a long time ago? Even if you're young, you've probably seen some of them, you know, in reruns or on DVDs that you buy at Walmart or get from Netflix or something. Remember the old shows, Bonanza, The Lone Ranger, Zorro, shows like that where there were noble men, noble ladies. Okay. And you liked that. You liked that. Well, but then before long, you start seeing how everything is confusing. And somehow you've been misled. You rebelled from one and went to the other, and then you rebelled from it. And sometimes you go searching from one organized religion to another, from one organized spiritual group to another, from one cause to another, from one thing to another. You keep going. And each one has a little something about it that's good, that seems nice, but always it's never the complete answer. If you're lucky, that's all it is. It's not the complete answer. If you're unlucky, then it's a witch's den, okay? Where they're out to get you and fool you and get your money and, see? And you're lucky if you escape. The whole world, what's gone wrong? So you have this beautiful dimension, this radio station from which I am. See that? I'm coming from the same place that radio station is coming from. It's calling you back and saying, look, all you have to do is realize a couple of very simple things. First of all, you've always doubted yourself. You saw the world the way it was. When you were a little kid, you looked out, you saw your parents fighting, and you saw maybe your relatives, some of them were mean, and some of the kids were cruel, and some of the teachers were phony, and they were pressuring you, and the coaches were phony, and and there were gang members, and it was just... See, and you saw how the school subtly permitted bad kids to get away with stuff. See, and then if a good kid accidentally drops a pencil on the ground, then they throw the book at him. But if some rotten kids do really rotten things, somehow they keep getting away with it. What's that all about? See, it's confusing. It's all meant to confuse you, to make you doubt yourself, to doubt that the good exists, to doubt that there is a good radio station, that if you could just tune into it. Well, you can. All you have to do is know what's right in your heart and love that and trust your intuition. Trust what you wordlessly know in your heart, what you knew when you were a little child, and love that and trust it and believe in it and yearn for it. And then you'll be tuned into that radio station. Hello, this is Roland. If you're like most people, then you spend a lot of time lost in your imagination. For example, worrying. What do they say? 95% of the things we worry about never happen anyway? Or is it 99%? But what do? We worry. Why? Because we're escaping from, we don't want to see that we failed, is what it boils down to. So we have developed a habit, a lifelong habit of escaping into thought and imagination and daydreams. So, the first thing, if you want to wake up and smell the coffee, wake up and smell the roses, come back to the beautiful present, and refind the self you were meant to be by living from your intuition, moving spontaneously and impelled intuitively by what you know in your heart, okay? Then all you need to do is get out of being lost in thought. And my meditation can help with that. Visit SheddingShackles.com and look for the Easy Meditation or the Free Meditation. Give it a try. It's only 5 minutes long. Could do you a world of good. Welcome back. My name is Roland. Yes, that was a good little spot there. Remember I was talking about the two radio stations. There is a spirit of the world that eggs you on and misleads you and confuses you. And it seems like just about everyone has fallen into listening to that station. And so like lemmings, they're rushing for the cliff. But a few people. Do you remember Henry David Thoreau wrote about marching to a different drummer? Marching to a different drummer. See, a long time ago, everyone read Thoreau. Walden Pond, that was it. See, he wanted to be himself. He wanted to be himself even back then. I mean, even this was over 100 years ago. Even back then, the pressures were everywhere. Pressure, pressure. Conformity pressure, peer pressure, drug pressure, sex pressure, grade pressure, academic pressure. Pressure. See? And he wanted just a little bit of time. Remember Anne Morrow Lindbergh? Remember Anne Morrow Lindbergh? She wrote a book. Can't remember the name of it right now, but it was the same thing. She spent some time by herself, see, to refine herself. And Henry David Thoreau went to Walden Pond. But you know what? You don't have to go off on an island by yourself. You don't have to go to Walden Pond. You can find yourself right where you're at. And how to find yourself is to become tuned into the good radio station. Remember I said there's two radio stations in the world and we're tuned into the wrong one? See, we're tuned into the wrong one. See, well, look, I've been pretty hard on parents and phony authorities that mislead you and confuse you and hide the truth from you and pressure you. But you're not totally innocent because, see, you have this selfish nature. You were selfish. See, but it's not your fault. You were born that way. But nevertheless, you were selfish. And so they talked your kind of talk. See, they said, hey, you can be great. You can be powerful. You can be admired and rich and people will think you're great and all that stuff. And you went for it. See, you were a sucker. Who was it? P.T. Barnum? Remember the guy that had the circus? He said, there's a sucker born every minute. Well, it was pretty easy to get to you because you were greedy and selfish and you didn't love truth enough. First, you had to suffer. You had to wander through the desert for many years or decades and suffer and then reach rock bottom and then finally maybe cry out for true answers. And then you have to see, well, you were selfish, okay? And you resented people. You resented your parents, see? That's how your parents went wrong, incidentally. How did they lose it? Instead of becoming a prince and princess, your parents became either phony and false and go along to get along, or else they were beaten down. And what happened to them? It began when they resented their parents. See, so you resented your parents, and that's how you fell. You fell away from the good. You fell away from the true through resentment and through doubt. And the world was very good at making you doubt yourself. See, you saw the rotten people seeming to get away with things and taking drugs and cheating a little bit and being phony and false, and they seemed to be getting ahead. And see, you doubted what you knew in your heart, and you went for that. But now, maybe after years of suffering, you want to come back to the good. So here's what you do. You have to find the good, and it's easy to find because it's within. See, now, right now, you're probably, if you're like 99% of people, you're living in your imagination and your thinking. But your imagination and your thinking and your planning and your scheming and your worrying, that is an extension of the world, of that radio station that you've been listening to. It's an extension of that. It talks to you, blares at you through your mind. You got to be more, you got to have more. If you don't work harder, you're lazy. See, it has all these things that it tells you. So you have to learn to not be living in your imagination all the time. See, human beings, when they fail, there's another proof that there is good and that there is true. Because when we fail, we try to hide from the good and the true. Because we don't want to see that we fail, so we hide in the imagination. So recover for you, if you like where I'm coming from. Do you like where I'm coming from? Well, then recover for you is to get out of your imagination and learn to live in the present moment, where the birds are singing and where you can hear the good station. And the good station doesn't talk to you with words. See, I talk to you with words, but I want to awaken you to it, because it's wordless. It's what you know in your heart. It's God's light, which shines within and highlights things, and by which you can see and know and grow in that, like a beautiful rose grows in the sunlight. You can grow to be your true self. If you've been an ugly duckling, then now you can grow to become the beautiful swan. Well, if you've been able to follow me, then you can see that what I'm saying is true. People fall. They fall for lies and for deceit and for what seems like would be to their advantage, but they fall for it. And after they've fallen, they don't want to see that they fell. So they keep striving after what had been promised them, striving and struggling toward it. And then they hide in their imagination and hide in their thinking, in daydreams and pipe dreams, or worry, or plans for the future, or fantasy, and with the help of entertainment and music and marijuana and drugs and alcohol, they hide, see? So, if you want to come back to reality, so you can detect and become in tune with your intuition, what you know in your heart, what you wordlessly know in your heart, then what you need to do is to you need little help, and I would like to offer my meditations. I have several of them. They're all good. I have a free one, and I also have a very nice meditation, a four-part meditation, whereby you can not only practice the meditation, but have a little bit of guidance along with it, spoken guidance, and you get some free books with it that are just excellent, and I'm only asking a donation of $10, I think, for that. It's very good. So you have to go to sheddingshackles.com and maybe try the free one, see if you like it. And if you want more information and you want more guidance and a little more elaborate help and you want something to read, then you could get the meditation for the donation of $10. And it could do you a world of good. And if you can't afford $10, then I'll send it to you for free. Okay? I'll send it to you for free. Until next time, Lord willing. And creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.